You know that you're a generational chain breaker. You're ready to liberate yourself from past limitations and perspectives to manifest and quantum leap into your highest potential on your highest timeline. But sometimes you need a little support on your journey. If you're ready to live an abundant life, grounded and secure in your body and in the real world, join us here to expand your perspective and learn new tools. I'm your host, Becky Royts, a Reiki master, author, healing hairstylist, and life coach, and this is the Everyday Healing Podcast. Welcome back to another episode. I am so freaking excited to have you here and for you to meet my very special guest today, Cindy. And I'm actually just going to open up the floor and let Cindy introduce herself to you.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Becky, for having me on the show. I really appreciate this. My name is Cindy. I am a business numerologist. I use two systems of numerology to help women scale their soul's mission and to really create more global impact. Because when good people make a lot of money, they do good things in the world.
Love it. Freaking love it. I know that everyone that is watching today is either going to be completely just mind blown by your story and or wildly inspired. So I am so, so, so excited for you just to have you share your freaking story of where you, I don't want to say like where you started, but like where you were and the main breakthroughs or like crumblings, I guess, that led you to where you are today and how you are able to serve people at this level.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Hold on to your britches because we're about to go for a ride. It's like my new favorite statement these days. So I grew up on a farm in rural Alberta, very happy childhood, 18,000 chickens, 6.3 million eggs a year. I am officially the fastest egg picker in the West. But growing up, I had a very happy childhood. Like I said, both parents married. If my father was still alive today, they would still be married. But unfortunately, he passed away when I was 16 years old. And that set me on a trajectory of very bad decisions. I felt like the universe had just given up on me. I was raised Christian. At this point, I questioned everything the Bible said. I was like, there is no God. If there's no God that could take a father away from a 16-year-old girl. So I was angry, very angry. And I didn't have any tools to navigate that. I mean, back in the 90s, I was 97. I'm dating myself. But in 97, we didn't have those kinds of tools. We had talk therapy. That was about it. And as a farming community, we didn't do therapy. And so I got in with the wrong crowd, started hanging out with the wrong kids. I was an A-plus student and I started smoking weed and pretty soon was not an A-plus student anymore. I finished my high school by the skin of my teeth, literally, and then moved to British Columbia and got into cocaine. The first time I did it, I felt like this is the answer. It's changed. Oh my God, I feel amazing. And then I promptly threw up. And then I promptly went and did more because it's so addictive. And I made the decision to do cocaine heavily for 3 years straight after that. I weighed 100 pounds less than I do today. I was going for a week without food, a week without sleep. You name the bad decision, Cindy's made it. Abusive relationships from physical, mental, and emotional abuse, all of it, everything. And I had pretty much given up on life. I wasn't actively trying to kill myself, but I wasn't doing a very good job of staying alive either. And I was miserable. But during this whole time, my family, my extended family kept saying, you know, you got to give her tough love. You got to kick her out of the house. She has a disease. She's got to go to rehab, all of this. And my mom just kept saying, no. No, and thank God for mom. She kept saying to me, I love you, but I don't love your actions. And I didn't believe anybody loved me. I mean, I had was really abusing myself. But all of a sudden, 3 years in, her and I are having this huge fight. And I'm screaming at her. And she just stands back and she says, I love you, but I don't love your actions. Now, my mom is this very quiet, very calm, very peaceful energy, the exact opposite of me. And I'm screaming at her. And she says this in this very quiet, calm voice. And I literally just hit my knees. I was like, oh, somebody loves me. I finally heard it. And it was in that moment that I surrendered. I asked for help. I did not do traditional rehab. Becky, you know this part of the story. I moved to a country that had the death penalty if you do drugs. So what happened actually is I ended up calling a friend who had helped people get off of drugs before. I, to this day, do not believe that addiction is a disease. I believe it's a choice. And so I made a choice and I said, look, I need your help. So I went to his house out in the boonies. He rolled me like 15 joints a day and made me a big pot of soup. And for 3 weeks, he took my phone and my car keys away. And for 3 weeks, all I did was smoke weed, sleep, and eat because those were the things I needed more than anything. But 3 weeks after, I'm like, I gotta return to society. This isn't gonna work for me. So I had to make another choice. So I decided to move to Jakarta, Indonesia, because they had the death penalty if they if you do drugs there. I
Oh, I'm still wild.
And while I was there, I mean, I was still drinking heavily. I was teaching English as a second language, but I also still very self-abusive. So I was going out drinking all the time. I was meeting up with random men. I met this very cute Kenyan boy on the dance floor, and he said, "Why don't you move to Dubai with me?" And I said, "Sure." So I moved to Dubai. I spent a year there shopping, teaching. Also, they have very strict penalties for drug use. So I thought this is perfect. But then my mom got really sick, life-threatening sick. And my mom, I had to go home. So I returned home and quickly slipped into old habits. It was so easy. I ended up getting a DUI, lost my driver's license for a year. And that was a bit of a wake-up call for me. I started studying the personal development world. So I got into T. Harv Eker, Brendon Burchard, Tony Robbins, you name the guru, I bowed down at their feet. I have a $250,000 education in how to build a business online. I've never implemented any of it. I was just learning. Like, if I could get paid to go to school for the rest of my life, I'd be totally happy. So at this point, I'm studying all the greats. I'm healing. I'm going through a lot of a bit of a spiritual journey, but not really understanding. I'm seeking out who am I? I've never held a job for more than a year at this point, and now I'm fine. I'm 35 years old. What do I have to show for my life? I'm working at a dive bar with a baseball bat for protection, and I didn't have to use the bat, but I had to threaten with it. And I walked out that night, and I was like, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. And a song came on the radio by Hailstorm. It's called I Am the Fire. And there's a line in that song that says, "You, I am the one I've been waiting for." And I went, oh, time to make another choice. So researched, went back to school as a mature student, and decided to become an event planner. So I went back for event and promotions management. Hated that too. But as I was doing that, I was like, ding, 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 I have this huge education on how to build a business on the internet. Why don't we do something with it? So I started a business as a virtual assistant, and I went to an event, 150 women, coaches, healers, people of my ideal audience, and I walked out of that room with eight new clients
Wow.
and quickly hated that too.
Love it.
Had another decision to make. And all this time, I'm just like, what am I meant for? Like, I don't get it. I don't understand who this person is that is Cindy. And there was this woman in the room who was talking about numerology. And I thought, nope. That is woo-woo witchcraft. Get it out of my sight. But she was doing a daily energetic broadcast on Facebook, and I was couldn't help but listen. And I started listening. I was like, wait a second. There's something to this. So I started doing a little research. Turns out numerology is just math, pretty scientific. The universe is made up of numbers. We are numbers. So I started deep diving and had a massive spiritual awakening through that work, understanding how the universe works, understanding universal law, and took that and matched it up to my background in how to build a business on the internet and melded the two together. And now I have a film that has won seven international awards. I travel all over the world as an international speaker. I'm actually on my way to Atlanta, Georgia to do walk the red carpet for the film. I am happily engaged, homeowner. My life is phenomenal now because I made a choice. I did say, hang on to your britches.
You did. And you made a lot of choices. Really, really bold, freaking brave choices. What's the film?
It is called Yellowbird. It's on a new TV network that will be launched in November when I go to Atlanta, November at the time of this recording, in Atlanta, Georgia. So it's called Squirrel TV. And you can right now get it online for free and you can go and watch it.
Beautiful. And what is it is your film about?
The film is about my story. So it's a really key point in my life where, and I get to play my mom, and that line. I love you, but I don't love your actions. I had the honor of being able to use that line in this film. So it's an 11-minute short film about my story, with a very happy ending.
That is so beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing. Oh my God, like all of the details, like the raw, messy, real details. Because I think, like, so often people carry so much shame around those parts of the stories and are so afraid to say them out loud. And they're so beautiful. And the
Yes,
voices
they
are
are.
so freaking beautiful. Can you, or I mean, will you? Obviously, I know you can. Share a little bit more about numerology and what you do
Absolutely.
with it, what
Oh.
your share with it is.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's two systems of numerology that I work with. One of them was actually created by Pythagoras, the OG mathematician. He started as he was researching and doing mathematical equations, he started noticing a frequency to numbers. And he started noticing how different people line up with these different frequencies based on when they were born. So I use that system to understand more of the foundation of your personality, who you are, a little bit like astrology, very similar, but way simpler and more accurate. And then the other system I use is based off of deck of playing cards. It's called Book of Life Numerology. I'm one of only 2,000 practitioners in the world who do what I do, and I've chosen to specialize in online business development with it. So I help people create better content that resonates with their audience. I help them understand, of course, who they are and what's possible for them. Lord knows I would never be where I'm at today if I hadn't seen that in my own chart and ha had somebody say, did you know this was possible for you? Right. I help have better sales conversations because we can't just sell cookie cutter, right? If you know who you're talking to, you can have a better conversation. I help with business planning and mapping out specific dates, a lot like lunar cycle planning, but this is way more accurate. I can pinpoint almost to the exact date of when things can take off in a better way. I think every day is a good day for a sale. However, there are certain days that are more potent than others. And I also help map out offers, transformational offers. So I use the universal law piece alongside numerology to help you map out your offers.
I just think that what you do is so freaking cool.
It's so
Honestly,
fun.
like it's so cool. And like as you're talking about like the frequency of numbers and like the mathematics, I'm just like, oh my God, like tell me more. Just tell me more.
Tell
It's so cool. I'm obsessed and I'm inside your free channel. I will share that in the show notes so that everyone can join because Cindy has a free Telegram channel and it is incredible. Like everybody needs to be inside of this. I love you. Would you be open to doing a little numerology reading for those that are watching today?
Of course. So the one thing with numerology is it almost always works better with context because numerology is a conversation. The numbers don't come in and just say, here's what you need to know today. We can look at it collectively and understand kind of what's happening in the collective energy. We can look at specifics and pinpoint things, but if we ask a question, just like with tarot or oracle, if we ask a very specific question, we get a better answer because then we're creating a conversation. So, is there a question that you would want me to answer in this?
That's a really good question. Is there? And it is hard because it is collective and everyone may be coming in with kind of something different on their heart. Maybe, especially just like with where we're at in the collective energies and even just seasonally in the world, what if the question was about like navigating transitions?
Yoo-hoo, yes. My favorite topic right now. I actually just wrote a piece of content about this today because when we're in transition, we're leaving one world behind and we're stepping into a new world. And so it feels a little bit like we're straddling and being stretched in two different directions. And we're like, I don't know where to go. So collectively, right now, we're experiencing in 2025 this nine energy year. In September of 2025, we're experiencing a nine energy month. There's only nine numbers in existence plus the zero. The zero counts. If any numerologist tells you zero doesn't mean anything, wrong. So, side note. So, one through nine. So, we go through these one through nine cycles. And so, we've experienced a 9 year cycle. We're coming to the end of that, the completion of that. And in any transition, it's messy. I would love to tell you that you could just move from one house to another without having to make a huge mess and pack up all your boxes and throw stuff out and donate and then cry because you're leaving your old home and starting into a new life. It doesn't work that way. So why do we think that as business owners or the kids are going off to college or we're going through some major transition in life, why would we think in any way, shape, or form that that would be easy? It's not. It's supposed to be messy. It's supposed to be uncomfortable because, yes, things are falling apart, but you're also creating something that's brand spanking new. You've never experienced it before, so how would you know how? You've never lived in that new house before, so how would you know where all the light switches are? You've never gone to that particular college before and dropped your kids off. So how would you know where the drop-off point is, right? And so when we think about this from a business perspective or even just a transition in life, we need to be gentle with ourselves and compassionate and go, oh yeah, look at the last 9 years. Holy crap. Look at what I've done. Look at the lessons I've learned. Look at what I've created in my life. Look at this beautiful relationship I have. Look at this beautiful house I have. I'll look at the cats that I got during that 9 year cycle. And now they're three and they're psycho. Look at all these different pieces and really reflect back and honor and celebrate. But don't stop there. This is where a lot of people stop. They're like, well, everything's falling apart. And then you sit down and cry. Except now you've got an empty vessel. It's like, I'm gonna move from one house to another. I'm gonna pack up all my boxes and put it in storage and then just wait for a new house. No, you gotta go house hunting. You gotta go find it. And then you gotta move all that mess into the new house, right? So 2026 is not gonna be less messy. Now we're figuring out where we're putting all the stuff. Well, my trinkets got to go here, and my office goes here, and my cats go over here. And we're figuring out where all the stuff goes, and we're figuring out what stuff stays and what new things we want to bring in. We're going to have to get a new couch because the old one doesn't work in this living room, right? And so we have to have a little bit of a mess for a couple of years until we start to get into the groove. And then pretty soon we know where all the light switches are. We can walk around in the house in the dark. We know the neighbors and everything starts to feel more comfortable. But for a year or two here.
I love that analogy. That was incredible.
I am notorious for my analogies and they just drop in. I've never used that analogy ever before. That was fun.
That was amazing. Like, friggin' amazing.
I love it.
Yeah. And so helpful. Because,
Yes.
like, how, like, honestly, just like, how fucking true is that? Right? And I so relate that we get into like things, oh my God, things are falling apart, things are falling apart. And then you can get into the no, they're falling together, they're falling together. But then the freeze, right?
Yeah.
You said like it really is just like, imagine moving into a new house, just piling all your boxes there and being like,
We're done.
I'm done. I'm just sitting here and wait for them to unpack themselves and hope that something happens.
Exactly. I love that you brought that up because the human brain, this is the law of entropy and evolution. So, entropy, things are falling apart. When you drive your car off the lot, it immediately starts to deteriorate. When you buy a new house, it immediately starts to deteriorate. You have maintenance. You've got to make sure you get an oil change. You've got to change the brake pads. There's all this stuff that needs to happen, right? Entropy, it's falling apart. The human mind cannot perceive the creation process. And so the mind likes to believe what it can see. That's falling apart. I can do something about that, right? Instead of training your brain to focus on the evolution, where are we going? What are we doing? Maybe we're just buying a new car. Maybe we're paint, put a fresh coat of paint on the house. It'd be great, no problem, right? And so we're leaning into that creation process, but the brain goes, don't know that one. No, fear. So you freeze, you run, you try to go fix what's falling apart that doesn't need your help to fall apart. It'll fall apart on its own. Instead, we've got to remind ourselves we're not going that way, we're going this way. And so we have to train the brain. I literally, like I say all the time, brainwash yourself all day long. Not going that way, I'm going that way. Sit down, fear, we're going over here.
Which is also like that's the transition too, right? It's like that fork in the road. You can't just like straddle the fork.
That's really uncomfortable.
Really uncomfortable. You either, like you said, keep chasing the mess that's falling apart, or you take the new path. You have no idea where it leads. And
Exactly.
just trust. Can't believe I said
Exactly.
straddle the fork, but
And
everyone loves that.
I love that analogy though, because that's more uncomfortable than picking one lane, right? Like, if you think about it, like you straddle the fork, ow, I don't want to stay there. That sucks. Pick a lane, go a
Exactly.
direction. Yeah.
Pick a direction. And like you said, like it is that beautiful, like you have a choice. What are you going to choose?
Exactly.
Stay in the shit
Exactly.
or step into the unknown?
Exactly. I highly recommend the unknown because then you get to create whatever you want and you're not stuck in the shed.
And oh my God, the nine, the energy of the nine. As soon as you said that, I was like, the past 9 years. Oh my God. I feel like I've so much to contemplate of like all that I've been through over the past 9 years, and also celebrate.
Exactly. And so many of us miss that piece, right? We're just on to the next thing, on to the next thing, instead of just giving it a minute. I've talked to so many clients in the last few days of like, oh, I'm so frustrated and I just burn it down. And why can't I find the answers? And I just want clarity. And I'm like, just pause for a second. Are you considering the fact that this is 9 years? Like, hello, maybe give yourself a day and then you can move on,
Not
right?
9 days, not 9 months,
No.
9 minutes,
One
nine
minute.
years.
Right? And but don't give yourself 9 days to reflect and celebrate either, right? Because we don't want to stay stuck in the past. So it's really about that trend. That transition is the pause in between. It's that, wow, damn, look at that. Okay, what's next? Right? It's that pause. And you can do it in a couple hours. You can do it in a day, depending on the transition. You can do it in a minute. But this 9-year cycle, maybe a day.
And I love even also just like take and taking that celebration with you, right? Like once it gets hard, once you like fall into a pothole or something, like okay, I'm gonna lean on that celebration again for a second. Because it's
Exactly. The other thing to note of this too is when we go through transition, a lot of people, I hear this statement a lot and I'm like, no, it's not quite it. It's like, oh, it's a fresh, clean slate. It's a brand new start. You've learned a lot of things in the last 9 years. It's not like you're just going to be like, brain is blank. I haven't learned anything. All those lessons, all that healing I've done is just gone and I have to start over. That's not how this works, right? So the celebration is about celebrating, but it's also about integrating so that you can take that wisdom with you into the next 9 years. You're not starting fresh. You're not starting brand new. Even if you are moving into a new house, it's probably a better house than the first one, right? And so you're up leveling. I like to, like a video game, you've moved up to the next level.
Love it. Beautiful. Okay, will you share with everyone where they can find you? Where are you most active?
Love this response. Somebody once told me you've made it if you can be Googled. Just Google my name.
I love that. I actually love it.
But you can find me all over social media, and my website is fullblastcoaching.com.
Love it. And I will put all of your links in the show notes as well. We'll do your Instagram, your free channel, and your website, obviously.
Awesome.
Thank you so much
Thank
for sharing your story and all of your freaking wisdom today. You are
you.
such a bright light, seriously. And you're just
Thank
so cool. You're just so
you.
cool. I'm just so grateful to know you.
Thank you. Likewise, I love being in the spaces with you. And yeah, to all your listeners out there, transition, it's supposed to be messy, so let it be messy. It's okay. We can clean up the mess later.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
Thank you all for watching, and we'll see you on the next episode.